In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Give the Lord a big shout of praise. Hallelujah. Our God is a God that answers prayers. And we give him all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we receive the ministry of your word. Let it come with power and with wisdom and with grace. Challenge us, inspire us, instruct us. Set us at liberty. While I teach your word, grant me the utterance to communicate to the very heart of your people. Let the sick be healed, the oppressed delivered. Let the lost be saved. And let your name be exalted in Jesus' name. We say, Amen. Please be seated. Let's get to the word quickly. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. Amen. I want to welcome you to Pneumatech. God bless you. In Jesus' name. One of our brothers sent me a text from one of our watch centers. He said, Daddy, your message is for me just now. He said, your message is for me. I want to travel to Maiduguri. For a week long, sir. After that, I don't rebuke una. Now he can't send me text. Say, Daddy, I want to try. Say, your message today is for... You know, some of you will never hear. Amen. Please, before you do certain things, make sure you get spiritual cover. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not, you are not worshiping a human being. Make sure there's a spiritual cover. Very, very important. God puts supervisory graces over the lives of his children. God is the one protecting all of us. He's the one prospering us. But one of the mechanisms by which he does it is through the ministry of a prophet. He will put you under a grace, not just to teach you the word, but to guide you, to serve as a cover. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I think in 2 Chronicles, the Bible spoke about Uzziah. The Bible says he sought the Lord in the days of Zechariah, who had the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. Please believe in prophetic coverings. I know it's abused in different places. Do I look like a man of God that will abuse this one? No. Please believe it. You want to relocate, don't just travel. And then that's when you send texts. Relocation. Changing a new job, changing location, traveling, starting a business, getting into a new office, dedicating of a child. Some of these things, make sure there is a prophetic covering that speaks a blessing. Are you hearing me? There are things I don't meet to. I have voices that speak over me. Are you hearing me? That's why I've never been kidnapped and I will never be kidnapped. I've gone to more risky places than many of us, but it can't happen to me. Not even by mistake. If I'm on the road, they will not enter road that day. I believe in the power of the prophetic blessing. I'm telling you the truth. I'm teaching our workers on honor. We are finishing it tomorrow. There are certain things we don't do as a ministry without receiving and securing blessings. In fact, we don't even start until blessing has been released. And I know how to do that thing. Not only do I go there to receive prayers, I take a seed and go. Amen? How did Saul find his donkeys? He went to Samuel with something. Amen? I'm not saying that if you don't have anything, you will not come for prayers. No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just teaching you because it's the truth. Because if I don't tell you, sooner or later, you'll find yourself in a situation where the ignorance of this law will cause a vacuum. So I'm just telling you. Amen. So please walk with the Lord. Trust God for his mercies over your life, but also engage prophetic covering, prophetic blessings. Very important, please. I know I'm talking to Northerners where we don't believe in these things. Amen. I know some of our people from Abuja and other parts, but here in the North, I know us now. Amen. But it's changing in this house in Jesus' name. So please secure covering and blessing. Somebody will text you and say, Daddy, I didn't know it was impromptu, but you had enough time to pack your bag. There's nothing like impromptu. Amen. A text message hits you this night that you are traveling tomorrow. Send a text. Forward the text that they sent so that the pastor knows that. And then God bless you. Let me say a brief story. Happened to one of our sisters. I won't mention the name. And I know she will not be angry because it has passed long ago. God has helped her. She's wise now. As much as all of us are wise. I was in Abuja one time in December and I was to come back for Christmas and prophetic school. And we talked and I told her, don't travel, please. She traveled. So me and Aung came back to Maiduguri. As I landed, the first news that greeted me that they kidnapped them in so and so place. I said, all right, here we go again. Let me go and rest now. No. So, called the relative of the lady who spoke, assured him, I don't know, she'll be released. Amen. This was like maybe 3 years ago or so. I didn't sleep that night, though. I was on non-stop prayer for almost 48 hours, round the clock. It's not cheap. That's why we are giving you counsel. And she was released. I think about 2 or 3 days. That was Sunday. About Tuesday or so, or Wednesday, she was released by the grace of God. And not only was she was released unharmed. Amen. So please, never you despise the power of prophetic covering. That's why you cannot be offended with your man of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? No, you cannot be. And I'm not saying that the man of God should misbehave and maltreat people anyhow. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that anything that will make you be at a loggerhead with your man of God, avoid it. It's for your own good. Amen. They are men, they can make mistakes. And one of the things I'm trusting God to do is when I make a mistake, when I offend people under me and I know I've offended them, I should be able to say sorry. But saying sorry does not stop my position over your life. So I'm teaching us now because I don't know when I'm not too sure we have time this year to teach about that. So I'm teaching you now. Even if the man of God is your friend, remove the scales of friend off your eyes. A man of God is a man of God. You don't know what it means to be anointed for one person, to be anointed for a family, to be anointed for a city, to be anointed for a territory, for a generation. You don't know what it means to carry that anointing. Let me explain something for you. Can I have 4 people? 4 people, come. Just 4 people, randomly. Okay, yes. My gentleman, come. Emmanuel, come. The people will just stand here. Let me have like 10 people. No, go forward and turn and face me. Yes, you can come, sir. Let me have 10 people. I want to show you something. I don't know, I may not teach you. I may not. We have so much to cover this year. I will not have the time to teach you on this, but I'm showing you. This is what will bring deliverance for somebody. Let me have 10 people. Let me show you something. This is something many people don't know. Let's say, for instance, you come, you can act. So stand with them. Huh? You guys have four? Please, sound people, help us. Can I have how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Can I have three ladies from the worship team come? You are acting as a demon now. God bless you. Okay. It's all right. Thank you. So all of you, you are acting as demons, eh? But you are not demons in Jesus' name. Now, I want you to watch something here. Please learn. I may not have time to teach you this. So please learn. No, face me. Face me. So this is a man. Let's say your problem is sickness. Let's have one person stand with you. This is the demon causing the affliction. That's why you treat and treat and treat, and it will still come back. Or you treat from one to the other. Or how you even know a spirit is causing a sickness. Before you get to know what is wrong, or before you are wise enough to know you need to go to the doctor, you would have wasted your money on drugs first. Spirits work with intelligence. So it's called a spirit of affliction. Let's say your own is poverty or lack. Anytime money enters your hand, something destroys. You don't know how you spend it. You know, there are people here, that people amongst us, you are a good person, but truth be told, you can't account for money. You don't even have a proper bookkeeping or record of all the monies that have entered your hand in the last 3 months. Talking about your personal money. I didn't say you are bad. I'm just saying something. So let's have poverty needs three demons. Let's have one lady come. All right. And then let's have a gentleman, you come. Because poverty is a very serious issue. Especially if they are foundational. So you now, 40 foundations. There are powers from your father's house fighting you. How? There are repeated patterns, negative patterns in your life and in the lives of your siblings. Maybe people cannot get married or something. Now, you see, as I'm talking, the power of God is already in this hall, moving. Amen. So, let's have two people. One lady come from the father's house and mother's house. So, hold him by the belt. Then you, sir. He's a man of God. He's a pastor. All right? There is a force that will not allow anybody in your family who is called into ministry to succeed. So let's have all of you come. You stay. I will use you, sir. You see, I'm describing and deliverance is happening. So you people hold him. Let me show you why you must honor anointed people. You stay with him. Stay here with him. So you guys are two. Now, these guys are children of God. They are praying. They are fasting. But they can't break the yoke. So God's answer is that he sends a man that has an anointing. I'm already in my message. And then, because of the anointing, yokes are broken. So I dislodge. Hold the waist. Just hold something, but make sure you are holding the person. All right? By the anointing, the yoke is broken. And he's free. So you step. No, look, just keep facing me. He's free, isn't it? These two demons will be angry because I've taken away their captive. So guess who they will be after. Now, two of you, just follow me. The anointing breaks the yoke. He's free. Oh yeah, follow me, all of you. Breaks the yoke. Because they can't get him back again. So who is more in trouble? All of you, the demons, just follow me. Are you seeing that? This is what it means to be anointed. I've inherited their problem. Look at the number. 1, 2, 3, 10. Against one man. But they don't know. Because they are here busy enjoying their freedom. You see why? Don't open your mouth to insult an anointed man. Because you don't know the battle that is behind. Sometimes after such a service, he will go and God will not allow him to sleep till 3 a.m. Have you prayed till your whole body is paining you? Are you seeing that now? That's why the moment you instruct this one, do this, and he refuses, that disobedience, where is the demon for him? Please come. The disobedience has brought him back, has brought them back. Okay. This guy doesn't know how to honor his man of God. For how long? Maybe he's been with him since he was delivered, 5 years now. No honor, no appreciation offering, no nothing. Because it doesn't matter. Oh yeah, his demons come back. This guy, the man of God shouts on him one day. He gets offended. Who does he think he is? Offense. Oh yeah, demons. They've been looking for how to come back. Now that you are offended at the one person that God has used, they will remain there. Hold him well. Then this guy, what will be your own now? Eh? Okay, you say he has Sidon free. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Do you see that? Before you hear God's servant Apostle Selman preach this, maybe now Jesus will come. They won't tell you, but this is how it happens. This is what happens. Apart from the gift of the Holy Spirit given to you, another precious gift is when God sends a man to you. He said, there were many widows in Israel, but to none of them was Elijah the prophet sent, saved the widow of Zarephath. Amen. God bless you all. Please be seated. Clap for Jesus. You can. Okay. You know, I've just thought one point in my message, so I think I can round up the message and we'll pray. So please, never you despise the gift of an anointed man. I'm telling you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Maybe one day when God anoints you, you understand what it means to carry it. Let's get to the word of God. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Daniel chapter 11 verses 32b. Kondara hasakla ramahatalana. Liku kraskete legronde sikrakte laganila hasokatia. Can I pray for somebody? Please, can you just lift your hands where you are? No keyboard, but let me just exhaust this anointing now. Please lift your hands and close your eyes. I've made an example now, but I'm praying. In the name of Jesus Christ, every foundational force from the enemy that is resisting and limiting the destiny of anyone here, you or your family member, in the name of Jesus, those foundations are scattered. Amen. Those foundations are scattered now. I cripple every agenda of hell in the life of anyone here. Any satanic agenda that has been orchestrated by hell against anyone here or your family members, in the name of Jesus, it is crippled and wasted now. Any demon from hell that was sent to supervise a yoke, supervise captivity around your life, around your family, your finances, and is causing a recurring of attacks, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit right now. I curse it to its root right now. I declare over your life, be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free. Be free, 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 be free. In the name of Jesus. Let this be the season of somebody's jubilee here. He says, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. And speaking to that person that has been illegally held by the enemy. Those ancient chains that has gone from one generation to the other and is holding you and your siblings, I command that those chains are broken now. I release thunder and lightning. Let those chains be broken now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. This is liberty. This is deliverance for someone. Satokotola Mahata Libahai. Rikete Krusata Branaman. Rando Kobre Setelebaila. Eva Kolosila Makatalabai. Liko Preskete Graskata Gamaya. We enforce it. We enforce it. Financial destinies are liberated now. Altars are set on fire. Satanic altars, witchcraft altars, bakoske teke balakaya, altars of your father's house. Hey, batokoske te brandakata. We set it on fire right now. Altars and supervising spirit, be arrested now. In the name of Jesus, open your hands and receive this. Any spirit from hell that is holding on to the inheritance of your family, in the name that is above every other names, I declare that there be an exchange right now. I demand a forceful exchange now. Anything that belongs to you, your siblings, your family, that has been seized by the enemy, any grace, any favor, can I say this? I don't say this often, but judgment is coming on a woman. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Connected to somebody here. Whatever belongs to your family that she has held, let God be God and men be liars. If I be sent by God, between now and 31st July, between now and miracle service of August, the Bible says, seeing that it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those that trouble you, anybody, any human agent responsible for your pain, responsible for your reproach, responsible for your sorrow, any individual that has boasted in your captivity, I come as a servant of the Most High God. I release judgment on them now. Judgment on them now. Judgment on Pateke Paratakaseka. Judgment on them now. Let the ground open and swallow them. Let the ground open and swallow them. Let the ground open and swallow them. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Sovereign Jehovah is your name. Sovereign Jehovah. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, na 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 na. Yeah, 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 na 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 na. Yeah, na 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 na. Please open your hands. Those of you that are called into ministry, any kinds of ministry, this is your season. This impartation is for you. I place on you the grace, the anointing, the staff of authority that God has allocated to your family. And I declare that you step into that anointing right now. What God allocated to you, from today you begin to walk in it right now. You step into that grace right now. I place that anointing on your life right now. Let your calling, your ministry come alive and manifest now. Manifest now. Manifest now. Manifest now. Manifest now. Manifest now. Please help that lady there. Allah Hassan Allah. It says, my horn you have exalted as the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Who is ready to receive that fresh oil? I stretch my right hand. Ah, the oil for this season. The oil to break limits. The oil to be the first to do certain things in your bloodline, in your lineage. The oil for wealth. The oil for ministry. Apostolic graces. Prophetic graces. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive fresh oil right now. Receive fresh oil now. Thank you, Father. Your presence is my one desire. Your presence is my desire. Your presence is one desire. Your presence is my one desire. Your presence is my one desire. Your presence is my one desire. God is still doing things right now. Your presence is my one desire. Ekela masotoma. Your presence is my one desire. Andoromo kosana na mahatana ma. Le krusa da makandri kabila handala ma. God has found you. He says, I found my servant, and with my holy oil I've anointed him. You are anointed for great things. You are anointed for great things. God has found you today. You are anointed for great things. You are anointed for higher positions. You are anointed for extraordinary results. You were anointed from your mother's womb. You were anointed from your mother's womb. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I anointed you. I anointed you. I anointed you. Now I provoke that anointing. I provoke that anointing. I provoke that anointing. I provoke that anointing. Let that which was yours from eternity come alive now. Let that which was yours from your mother's womb come alive and be activated now. Sando Loboko Sandabai, my Father. Jesus. Come on, pray for 30 more seconds. Something is being activated right now. Sometimes God starts with the end. God starts with the end. Something is activated. Mantles are being released. Mantles are dropping right now. Open your mouth and receive it. Mantles are dropping. Family mantles.
generational mantles, tribal mantles, territorial mantles. You were anointed for great things. You were anointed for great things. You were chosen by the Lord. You were chosen by the Lord.
Matala makatolo bokosima. Ikabatala baradabai. Your presence is my one desire. Thank you, Father. Receive his touch. Receive his touch. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. What an atmosphere tonight. Wave your hands and give him praise. Anointings have been activated. God is still stirring up. I can sense his stirring. Something is being stirred up in your spirit. Something is being stirred up. Something is being stirred up right now. Something that was yours, that has been lying dormant, the Spirit of God is stirring it up right now. He's stirring it up right now. I can feel that fire. He's stirring it up right now. He's stirring it up right now. Alamando loboko siyaman. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I see an anointing to write books. I see an anointing to write books and publish materials. I see books and scrolls being released right now. God is releasing it on people here right now. The anointing to write, the inspiration to write, not only to write, but to write and publish, is releasing it right now. And for somebody, you'll be the first in your family, the first in your bloodline. That story that you have been writing, that autobiography, that story, there's a grace. It will be published. And a generation will read it. A generation will read it. What you thought was just your journal, the anointing will come on it. And the whole world will hear of it. You thought it was just your story, just your autobiography, but there's a grace coming on it. Receive that grace right now. Thank you, Father. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabio Sio. Kabio Sio. You are the God of heaven and the earth. Kabio. Lift your voice and say, Gabiosio. You are the God. Aposke telebanda. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Gabiosio, Gabiosio,
other God of heaven and the earth. You are here in this place, God in your
heart. Wave your hands and give Him praise. Thank you, Father, for what you have done in our midst today. Thank you for such a strong atmosphere of your power and your glory. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Please take your seat gently, as much as you can, gently, and just avoid those who are under the anointing. Just leave them. Just leave them. Anybody under the anointing, whether they are on the floor or seated, or just leave them. God is working on things. Many of you begin to walk in the mantle that God released to your family. Tribal mantles, family mantles, territorial mantles, generational mantles. That which the Lord has allocated to you has been ignited, has been quickened, has been activated tonight. You cease to be an ordinary man. The Lord has chosen you. And He has anointed you for great things. And this is the season to begin to walk in it. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Let's see how we can rush this sermon and then we'll close. Daniel 11 32. Glory be to Jesus. Is that Onimisi I'm seeing? After service, please see me. I want to pray for you. There's something I want to release. Seeing me is optional, actually. You can go home and come back next year. Amen. Is it the one? Good. There's something the Lord said I should pray and release over your life. Daniel 11:32. He said, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. King James says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. It's a charge, doing exploits. 2 years ago, I taught here on a message, wisdom for exploit. But this one is a prophetic charge that the Lord asked me to give to us, and then we'll pray. So maybe during the week we'll make available that series and add it to this one. Amen. It's a charge. God sent me to provoke somebody tonight. God sent me so that the spirit of faith can rest upon someone tonight. It's time for your spiritual masculinity to arise. It's time for the lion side of you. Because you are a seed of the lion of the tribe of Judah. To begin to manifest. He told Jeremiah, I said in Jeremiah 51:20, you are my battle axe and my weapon of war. I didn't create you to be weak. I created you as a strategy, as a weapon. And with you, I will crush in pieces the horses and his rider and the chariot. If you have an idea of what God intends to do through your life, you'll become more serious with the Lord and you will receive an impartation of his grace today to begin to do exploits in Jesus' name. Doing exploits. Of course, the word exploit speaks about a feat, an activity that one attempts in such a successful way, especially when you are daring something that has not been done. But generally, what does it mean to do exploits? Number one, what does it mean to do exploits? Number one, it means to produce supernatural results effortlessly. To produce supernatural results effortlessly. Effortlessly. Now, this is what it means. It means that you can do, you can produce supernatural results. In other words, you can do things that are not natural and do it as though it is natural to you. Or you can do natural things that everybody does in a supernatural or extraordinary way that makes your own different, distinguished, and outstanding. When we say that to do exploit means to produce supernatural results effortlessly, it means to do natural things supernaturally. The same thing everybody does, you do it and your own is different, is outstanding, is distinguished. Or you do supernatural things naturally. Of course, you know that has to be by an ability, sponsored by an ability given to you by the Lord God Himself. Number two, what it means to do exploit. To walk in uncommon possibilities. To do exploit means to walk in uncommon possibilities. To walk in uncommon. Not only will people find that almost everything around you is possible, but then you begin to introduce possibilities that are not common. They are not normal. You defy all the natural laws. See, if your money or your wealth has not made people criticize you, I'm not sure you are wealthy yet. If all your results as an individual can be explained and carefully proven by natural laws, then you are not doing exploits yet. What I'm simply saying is that if everybody can do what you are doing, then you are not doing exploits. So to do exploit means to walk in uncommon possibilities. Uncommon. Mark chapter 9 and verse 23. Jesus said, to him that believes, all things. How many things? How many things? Shout it so the spirits of your father's house will hear. So dare anybody say that nobody be able to do this in this family. In fact, the Lord showed me a vision. I saw a man boasting over a family here. Nobody will be able to rise to this level. And I declare in the name of Jesus, judgment comes on that individual. And you'll be the first to defy that spell. You'll be the first to defy that utterance. And I also pray that before God deals with him, he'll be alive to see you defy it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When David killed Goliath, the first thing that Saul asked was, Joab, whose son is this? Uncommon possibilities. Tell a neighbor, dare to believe. Number three. To do exploit means to redefine status quo. To redefine status quo. To redefine status quo. In other words, you introduce a new normal. You introduce the benchmark. You set the limit. You break your own records and set new records. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's your life, oh, from today. That is your life from today. David said in Psalm 60, I think it's verse 60, verse 12. He said, through God we shall do valiantly. 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 Through God. To redefine status quo. Remember in Acts chapter 17, verse 6. What did the people say about the apostles, Paul and Silas? They said, these who have turned the world upside down. He said, they have come here. In other words, they've come here to also turn the place upside down. You know, if you read the story of the apostles, they did great exploits. From Acts of the Apostle, try and dabble into church history. Just go online, browse church history about the apostles. You will be amazed the things they did. Those guys were supernatural. I'm telling you. They died because they knew dying would please God. It's not like they were not powerful. I heard of a story of, is it Thomas now or who? that he went to preach in a village, I think somewhere in India, because that's where he carried his own missionary to. The same Thomas that was doubting. And in a village, they serve a water god. So Thomas needed to do something to get their attention. And they gathered at the water. Can't remember the remaining part of the story, but this is what he did. He bent down after praying. He fetched the water and poured it in the air. And the water suspended in the air. And turned and looked at the people. And preached to them. That's simply showing that your God is powerless. What goes up will come down, isn't it? Not until you arrive. Everything can go up and come down. Your wealth will go up and remain up. Your finances will go up and remain up. I'm talking about you are setting the status quo. You begin to break records. Nobody has gotten a PhD. Then you get it before 35 years. Nobody has ever stepped into an international building. You step in there. And in fact, you are in the meeting. Nobody has ever traveled out of the border of their nation. And then you'll be the first to break that. And I declare that somebody is receiving the anointing to break limits and introduce new status quo. Shout a believing amen. Number four, what does it mean to do exploits? It means limitless success. Limitless success. Limitless. No limit. No limit. That was the life of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 18 to 20, when the king examined Daniel and his friends, the Bible says the king found them to be 10 times better. They were so good that the king made Daniel the chief of the magicians. I'm not talking, not natural people. Even among the supernatural people in Babylon, he made him the chief, the head booker. And the Bible didn't say that the magicians complained. No. Because the Bible says Daniel had understanding in visions and dreams. Daniel will tell you what you dreamed and tell you the interpretation. Are you a witch? No, sir. There's something more powerful than a witch. I think I prayed for somebody one time and then it happened. And then somebody close to the person asked, I don't know whether they were joking or said whether it was real. I said, now which juju your... He said, now which juju you they use? I mean, now which baba you go consult? So I told the person, I said, tell the person, say, yes, actually, me too, I be baba. I be boka. But no be that roadside type. Amen. Yeah. Without signboard. I used to say it again and again. I wonder why people go to native doctors. I wonder. Especially here. They are just frauds. They will eat your money. They don't know anything. One of these days we'll go for evangelism. Any of you that knows where they stay, you just take us there. You know, Abi, you know where they stay, ba? Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Yes, we'll line all of them and prophesy to all of them. Amen. You know, I can't wait for when we'll go to Marama for a crusade. I'm telling you, I can't wait. Amen. I can't wait. What we saw the Lord did in Bill. And if it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. Amen. Limitless success. Daniel remained the best in all that he did. The Bible says because an excellent spirit was found in him. Chapter 6 verse 3. In chapter 5, the queen mother herself testified of Daniel. She said, there is a man in your kingdom, O king, in whom is the spirit of the Holy God. Why? Because everything succeeded in Daniel's hand. There was no limit. I declare that every restriction that has been placed on your life before now has been removed in the name of Jesus. any restriction on your finances, your career, your organization, your business, your spiritual life, your ministry, it is removed in the name of Jesus. Go where people cannot go. Do things that people cannot do. In the name of Jesus. Number five. What does it mean to do exploits? It means all-round prosperity. All-round prosperity. Prosperity is more than just getting money, no. Prosperity means to advance, to increase, to move forward, to do well. I'm talking about all-round prosperity. Psalms 1 verse 3 says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who brings forth his fruit in his season, whose leaves will not fade or wither. He says, and whatsoever he does, whatever, somebody say whatever. Whatever. Open your two hands before you. Speak to your hands and say, these hands are anointed by the Holy Ghost. And from today, they will do whatever I set them to do. In Jesus' name. All around prosperity. Number six, finally, to do exploits means to break new grounds through bold and daring acts. To break new grounds through bold and daring acts. To break new grounds through bold and daring acts. Breaking new grounds in business. Breaking new grounds in government. Breaking new grounds in your career. Breaking new grounds in your family. Breaking new grounds in ministry. Everything about your life will be the one person who did what nobody could do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? May that be your story in the name of Jesus. You break new grounds, new territorial grounds, by apostolic and prophetic mantles and graces. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, I told myself one thing when we started ministry. I said there will be one definition to my life amongst many, that people will look at my life and say, truly, it can happen anywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amongst many definitions, my own life and this ministry will show the world that it can happen anywhere. Revival can break out anywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I told myself, it matters what you are telling yourself, actually. Breaking new grounds. Breaking new grounds. Do you have those pictures of the Crusades? Just what you showed, I think it was last week or so. Do you have it? Just display it again. Whilst I'm talking, just display it. Breaking new grounds. Daring things that nobody in their right mind in that territory can do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By daring and bold feats. Achievements that are unimaginable. Achievements that are not common. Are you hearing me? What people run from, you chuck your leg and do it. And then people now look at you and say, ah, so it is possible. That's all that God has been doing. And I thank the Lord that in the few years that we have existed, that's most of what the Lord has done in and through this ministry. Mighty, mighty things. Crusade worth millions. Without raising any fund to sponsor it. Programs in cities. You don't go from, you say, a chameleon in Maiduguri in Uber will not go and be a crocodile in Abuja or UK. Yeah, but you can become the crocodile in Maiduguri and go to Abuja and all the crocodiles will run. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Breaking new grounds. Mighty things. I'm not sure they have had a program throughout last year. I'm not sure they had a gathering like that. Even with the presence of the deputy governor of the state, the whole field was littered with people. Because somebody dares to believe. That's Abuja for you. Go and ask how much they rent halls in Abuja. Especially at a central location like Wuse. And can I just shock us in the name of Jesus? Glory Summit Friday and Saturday, our accountant is here. I don't think we spent any kobo from the ministry's account. We didn't spend the kobo. The last time he told me we spent almost 8 million or so, 6 to 8 million thereabout. This is not self-image or pride. No, I'm just showing you. I'm trying to print a picture in your mind. Who is that person that told you you cannot do it? I'm not sure it's a person. I'm sure you are the one. Then you finish from Abuja and go straight to Yola. Who does that? You go from program to program. The last time I heard, that's what Dr. Paul Enenche does. And we did that and came back without a single kobo owed till today. Tell your neighbor, breaking new grounds. Don't struggle with the ground that you are struggling with. There are too many competitions there. Set out on your own. Look for where nobody has explored and break it. That's how civilization came to Africa. Some people left America, left Europe. Crazy they were. David Livingstone and the rest. And they came and broke new ground. And today we read about them. I pray that your life will not be ordinary. I pray you will not end up as somebody's wife. That will be the end of your story. After you married, there was a full stop there and you remained like that till you died. May that not be your story in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm comfortable with doing what people have not done. That's me. I have stronger. I think I'm mad just that I don't have certificate. But actually, I think I'm crazy. Amen. Because I don't remember when last I did a normal thing. You want to make a difference? You must dare new feet. You must break new grounds. Did the Bible not say these signs shall follow them that believe? It follows you as you move. And then it lists all the signs. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody is breaking limits in the name of Jesus. Listen to this. Every child of God is born to a life of exploit. That is very true. Every child of God is born to a life of exploit. You have a heritage in Christ Jesus to do exploit. Other human beings are trained to do it. You were born to do it. It's your nature. 1 John 5 verse 4. And whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Whatever is born of God. Are you born of God? Whatever. 1 John 4 verse 4. Ye are of God, little children. Even though you are little children, you have overcome the world. Because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Exploit is your heritage. Never settle for less. Even when you fail. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A prince can be stranded. It doesn't stop him from being a prince. Don't use one failure attempt or one failed attempt to judge your life. No. Understand, it's more than just what you can do. It is who you are first. That's why it is natural for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The ministry of transformation ensures that the believer accepts a life of exploits. I'm reading what I wrote here. The ministry of transformation ensures that a believer accepts a life of exploit as his or her heritage, understands and masters the laws that translate to a reality of the same. So when you are born again, it is in your nature to do exploits because you are born of God. Now, the ministry of transformation which is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit at work in your life, ensures that you first of all accept and acknowledge that this is your heritage, a life of exploit. And then it teaches you to understand and to master the laws that will help you translate that into your reality. So it's one thing to be born of God with a heritage to do great exploits, but it's another thing to be trained, to submit yourself, to be trained, to be transformed to a point where your mind has been configured so that you can produce nothing short of exploit. It takes the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and it takes deliberate exposure to mentorship, to training, and to growth. That's when exploits can become your reality. In Acts chapter 20 verse 32, Paul said, "I commend you to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you an inheritance." And that's why we are coming here week after week. Something is happening to your mind. Your confidence is increasing. Why? Because you are receiving the transformation that commands or configures your mind to begin to think in the aspect of your reality, which is in Christ Jesus. And that is a life of exploit. John 14, 26, he says, "When the Comforter comes, the Helper comes, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." As the job of the Holy Spirit to teach you, train you to master the laws that brings you into a life of exploit. Somebody say amen to that. Let's go back to Daniel chapter 11 verse 32 as we round up. Notice that the B part of that verse, the Bible says that the people that do know their God shall be strong and carry out exploit. And I want to do a brief exposition on this verse before we pray. Everything you need to do exploit is contained in this verse. First of all, the Bible says, the people that know their God. There is a knowledge of God you must have that helps you to live a life of exploits in all that you do. When you are not born again, you can do well and even perform exploits in different fields, but for most of the time, you will consider it as luck. You will consider it as coincidence. You may consider it as a lucky investment. But when you are born again, as you grow in your knowledge of God, what was reduced to a coincidence now becomes a deliberate orchestration. So the first thing you need to do exploit is to have a sufficient and genuine knowledge of God. To have this knowledge of God, you must first be born again. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1 and in verse 23 that you are born again, not of corruptible, but of incorruptible seed. 1 Peter 1:23. You are born again, not of corruptible, but of incorruptible seed. 23. And that incorruptible seed is the word of God. John chapter 3 and verse 6. It says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." Verse 7 rather. It says, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit." When you are born again, you are born of the spirit. You have another life inside of you. That life is the life of God. Your knowledge of God begins from being born again. And then the Holy Spirit takes you on a journey that never ends. A journey in the knowledge of God. Because God is your life. And so knowing God is knowing this new life that you have in Christ Jesus. As it cannot know yourself as a believer and the potentials that you can exhibit in Christ Jesus, the limitless potentials that you can execute in Christ Jesus, if you don't know the nature of the life that you carry. And so knowing God is knowing yourself. And that's why you must invest in the knowledge of God. Coming for meetings like this is a huge investment. Because not just can you gather, not just by the teaching of the word, but by the demonstration of the Spirit and the power of God, you are brought into the awareness. You are indoctrinated into the consciousness of the power, the presence, the nature, and the person of God, and the things He can do. So the Holy Spirit takes you on that journey of, and that is why if you must know God, you must fall deeply in love with the Holy Spirit. You must build a life of intimacy. Somebody say intimacy. Intimacy. There is a connection you must have. You must sustain with the Holy Spirit. You must be so bonded with the Holy Spirit as a friend, much more than any relationship you have in the natural. The extent of the relationship of the Holy Spirit you must have. Because the Bible says, they that do know their God. I hope you know that the knowledge there is experiential. It's not just awareness of information. No. It is a knowledge of experience. John said in 1 John 1 verse 1, that which we have heard, which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have looked up, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. That lady sitting near you. Yes. B. You. B. And the hand. You are turning. Let me see you after the service, please. All right. Yes, you turn. In Jesus' name. Amen. And then there's a lady there and a gentleman. Those two, yes, you are looking at yourself. Uh-huh. So the three of you, please. Amen. Let your knowledge of God be experiential. Don't know God as theory. Know Him practically. Don't boast with what people say. Boast about the God you know. The people that know their God, not our God. Husband and wife, hello. The day she was to give birth, the Holy Spirit spoke to me here, there in Abuja. He said, call so and so person. Ah, may you walk with the Holy Spirit. Ah, I love the Holy Ghost. Amen. Nothing can be hidden from me except He decides to hide it from me. And I know where to touch Him to make Him reveal it. Can you say the same for yourself? Because we have been given the Holy Spirit that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. I called the lady. How is your pregnancy? She says, sir, I'm within my... No. We didn't even talk about that. I said, how are you? How is your pregnancy? Oh, great. Blah, 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 blah. I said, let me pray for you. The next time I call you, you would have given birth in the name of Jesus. Amen. That was Saturday morning. By 7 p.m. Saturday evening, labor started. According to the EDD, it was supposed to be 2 weeks after that day. Amen. Forget EDD. It is the word of the Lord that brings a child. He said, Isaiah 66 verse 9, shall I cause to bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? He said, shall I cause to bring forth and shut your womb? Me, I know they look EDD. Oh. Doctors, you can do EDD, no problem. And follow their EDD if you don't have my faith. But if you carry and come meet me, I declare my own EDD. You know, last week when we were here and we were jumping, I saw somebody's baby kicking in the spirit. After the service, as I was seeing people, I saw a lady who was pregnant. And I asked her, was your baby kicking in the service? She said yes. And it was the time we were jumping. Now, actually, that baby was kicking because while you were jumping, I told the Lord, let somebody's baby kick. And he kick. I'm saying that to say this. There is a boldness and a confidence. I'm not talking bold face. The confidence that produces exploit, that comes as a result of your experiential daily knowledge of God. So let me finish the story. She entered for labor 7 p.m. And the labor became critical. The nurses came out and met the man and said, Oga, go and talk to your wife. They were angry. when he entered, he saw his wife. According to him, he said he couldn't see the black part of her eye, was just seeing white. What was she saying? I'm going to die. I'm going to die. When he entered, he said, hey! He shouted on the wife. He said, don't say that. Do you shout on the woman that is giving birth if she is confessing her death? Amen. You know, women like you to be soft with them, to pet them. It's true. But when they want to use their own mouth and destroy the two of you, that's not the time for petting. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He told her, he said, say with me. Say, my strength is renewed as the eagles. My strength is renewed as the eagles. My strength is... She began to say it. And then he held his wife and began to pray. It was supposed to be operation. She gave birth 30 minutes after that time. Bouncing baby boy. Mother and child are alive till today. They that do know their God. Imagine if the gentleman or the son was like some of my children here. I didn't mention names, but you know. So you need to know the Holy Spirit. You need to walk with the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 16, verse 12 to 13, Jesus said to his disciples, there are many things I want to tell you, but you can't bear them. He said, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Oh God. That is the greatest cheat code. That the Holy Ghost, he said, he will guide you to all truth. All. Spiritual truth, financial truth, economical truth. Truths about government and politics. Truths to help you navigate bureaucracy in government. Truths about individuals. Truths about anything. You don't have money to pay for a skill to learning or to learn. You don't have money and nobody's willing to help you. Do you know the Holy Ghost can teach you that skill? There are many of you here who learned things you were not taught. And you think you were smart. Not really. There was an intelligence. The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. 1 John 2 verse 20. Verse 27 says, and this anointing which you have received from the Holy One teaches you all things and abides in you so that you do not need anyone to teach you. So that where the Holy Ghost taught you about tailoring, somebody who traveled and paid 300,000 to learn a fashion school, when you sew cloth, the difference between your cloth and their own is like the difference between a good design and a native doctor's cloth. Why? Because you have an anointing which is inside you. Know the Holy Spirit. That's why he was giving. God gave the Holy Spirit so that nothing will be a mystery in your life again. Why are people falling sick in my family? You are asking the right question, but you are not asking the right person. Ask the right person. It's the Holy Ghost you will ask that issue. Is it not the Holy Ghost that traced that issue with our sister? And we now discovered it is an arrow. We would have just been praying divine protection in Jesus' name. And the devil would have struck tomorrow. Not knowing that it was an arrow, it was projected. It's the Holy Ghost. We ask the right question, but you need to start learning to ask the right person. Why is nobody rising beyond this level in my family? Shut your door for 3 days and ask the Holy Ghost. He will show you everything. He will take you back years before. In the time of your grandfather, you will see life in the vision. You will see where they made an incantation. They did a sacrifice. You will even see names. It will be as clear as the light of the sun. And then you scatter and undo it and come back, and then your life produces a new path. That's the Holy Ghost for you. Without the Holy Ghost as prophets, we are helpless. Is the one that shows things. I've been to places where people will meet you and surround you and say, prophesy. And you need that thing to work per second per second. And as you are just talking with them and say, well, you know, as you are talking, you are just asking the Holy Ghost, show me something. And then, pow! It just shows you something. You see a woman sitting down and you see a name, Felicia. Who is Felicia? Hey! It's the Holy Ghost. Next thing they want to worship you, it's not you, sir. Is the Holy Ghost, that invincible individual. Two people come to you and they want to defraud you with a business. As they are talking to you, all of a sudden you start hearing with this ear, fraud, 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 fraud. And as they are talking, you will now see the person they planned with before they came to meet you. Say, all right, now me on our fool. Then you now fool them by making them feel you, they, you believe them. Say, okay, okay. And say, I will send the money by so-so time and then go. Holy. Are you hearing me? The Holy Ghost. You are entering a bus. Don't enter this bus. That's the bus they mark for accident. It's not your portion, but don't enter it. And then you come down. Everybody shout on you. The conductor shout on you. They insult you. They say, we'll not refund you your full money. No problem. Full money. What is 10,000 naira to a life? When you would have made 10 million next month. Somebody came to see me one time and we're discussing, and the person had a flight to catch. And we're discussing and discussing. So I now remember, I said, ah, you say you have a flight to catch. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I said, don't worry, keep talking. But me, you know, I was not used to it. So I said, oh, the person said, ah, daddy, don't worry. Okay, let me check. And then he called another person downstairs and they checked. They said they've shifted the flight forward. Then the Holy Spirit said, I thought I told you, don't worry. Keep talking. I said, yes, sir, I will keep talking. You need to walk with the Holy. They that do know their God, you need to know this man, this individual called the Holy Spirit. Knowing him is knowing God. Know how he behaves, or know how God behaves through him. Know how to listen to him. Know how to get instructions. Know how to walk with him. Listen to me. Know how to involve him in your life issues. Know how to involve him in making decisions. Why must you always be confused? How long will you keep playing hanky panky with your life? Lord, if it is you, let rain fall outside. If it is you, let my sandals turn upside down. You were doing that 10 years ago. You are still doing that till today as a child of God. And you have the right to say you are a child of God. Involve him as a CEO. You have people, you employ professionals. They are vast in their field more than you, but you have the Holy Ghost, the ancient spirit, who is older than their degree. Listen to me. The Holy Spirit is not your sidekick. The Holy Spirit is your leader, is your senior partner. Many of us treat the Holy Spirit as a sidekick. How do I mean? This is how it is. You don't involve him in the whole thing from the beginning. Now, when Wahala don't cast, when Mata don't cast, that's when you now bring it. That's how you treat a sidekick. That's how you treat a PA. The Holy Spirit is not a PA. He is the originator. He is the author and the finisher. He is the one that will even tell you whether you should consider it, whether that business will work or not. Don't go into it and want to involve him. No, he's not your sidekick. He's your senior partner. He's your leader. Allow him to lead you. Isaiah 48 verse 16 to 17. Here's what he says. He says, and now the Lord God and his Spirit have sent me. Verse 17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit. I am the Lord your God. I am your owner. I am your master. I am your leader. I will teach you to profit. Not Harvard. Not Lagos Business School. I will teach you. Many of you entered Forex because everybody is doing Forex. Now you don't cast, Abby. Many of you entered crypto because my friend did and he worked. Some of you are selling Okrika. Why? Jeanette, sell Okrika. It work. Tolu, sell Okrika. It work. Oh, since all my friends are selling Okrika, me too, I will sell Okrika. That's not how it works. That's not how it works, sir. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Let the Lord God himself teach you. Let him teach you. Let him teach you. I'm telling you, me, you can bring a good business for me. I will listen very well. But if the Holy Ghost does not talk, I know they do. You do and prosper. I will clap for you. Please bring Pastor Hosiah to the front. God bless you, sir. Help me celebrate Pastor Pharmacist Hosiah. Give him that chair, please. Please, sir, come to the front in Jesus' name. Amen. Honor is given to whom honor is due. God bless you, sir. Thank you. That's the husband of Dickness Vicky. Amen. Are you hearing me? I'm telling you, I say it unapologetically on me, and I can be so dumb to the Holy, I can be so sold out to the Holy Ghost that it can be annoying. My people knows, our ministers, we can discuss something and I'll go silent on that thing. I'm not silent, I'm talking. I'm transacting. See, I came from a realm, and that's the only place where I have power. That's the only place I have advantage. Don't play. An eagle will not fight with a snake on the ground. The snake is the master of the dust. Even God spoke to the snake. He said, you will crawl on your belly on this dust and you will eat it. Satan is the master of the earth. But an eagle is a bird of the sky. So if an eagle wants to kill a snake, it takes it up. I will not fight with people or struggle with people in a realm where I'm not used to. No. David pulled the armor that they gave to him that belonged to Saul. He said, I'm not good with this. He took his catapult and he went against a giant. If God does not talk, I'm not moving. I'm telling you, even if it's tomorrow, I will remain dumb until God talks. That's how I'm going to train my children. If you like, insult me, it's your business. In fact, I'm like, you know, they say when you pour water on dog fowl, you'll shake it off. That's me. Oh, now you get your mouth. But me, I know that when the Holy Ghost speaks and I follow him, because I've followed him again and again, and he succeeded. And I've also seen when I thought I was smart and it cost me problem. Somebody brought a business one time years ago and I took money inside without praying. That's how the thing sank till tomorrow. And to show you that me, I didn't believe it. Minister Nathan, you're welcome. Amen. To show you I didn't believe, I didn't put all the money I wanted to put. I put some. I say, make it work first. See, once you find yourself doing like that, as to any decision, just know you are not sure. Stop that thing and go and pray. Go and pray until you can hear his voice as clear as the wind. He will speak to you. The Holy Ghost can speak on any matter. The only matters he will not speak on are the matters God has bequeathed to your authority, your dominion. For instance, the Holy Ghost will not tell you go and urinate. There are even biological laws working in your body. That one is in your control. God has given you things that you control. So the Holy Ghost will not speak about that. But things about your future, instructions about what course to study now, even house to relocate. That's why you are having nightmares now, because you don't know the last person that stayed in that house was a native doctor. He relocated and the spirits didn't relocate with him. They didn't relocate with him. Now they came and you are having nightmares. Even car to buy, you didn't ask, you didn't pray about it. You saw a fine car in the picture. You didn't know the engine is dead. You bought it now. Every day the car is jerking. Somebody say, Holy Ghost, talk to me. I see a lot of young ladies gamble with their future. Gamble with the man. See the man you will marry, because he doesn't have money, but this one has money. But this one has a vision. And in fact, 2 years from now, you'll be happy you married him. It's like an investment that will pay off later. You say, hey, but he's not doing anything now. Okay, then you marry the one that has money. And he remains on that level. 2 years later, this guy blew overnight. Guess what you now do 2 months later? You send him a message on Facebook. You send him a friend request. At least if I don't have him as my husband, let me attach small clothes to him. No, sir. It's not only men that should hear God. Women should hear God too. How do you advise your husband when you want to take a critical decision? You are just quiet. Your husband is the one that fast and pray and hear from God. You no contribution. You are just looking like that. And if the thing mess up, you will blame him. Just like Sarah. See, and I know they when God call you. So since this your God thing, you know the work, carry my maid. Until today, we are suffering from that decision. Pay the price to hear from God. Walk with the Holy Spirit. He's not your sidekick. He's your leader. He's your senior partner. Bring him to your business. Bring him to your career. Bring him to ministry. There'll be a season where God will tell you, leave this territory. Leave. They are looking for your life. You don't know. Leave. Sometimes God will tell you, go and meet so and so man of God to pray for you. You say, that man that everybody's castigating. You just close your mouth and go there and receive the anointing. There are times we are holding programs like this, and you need money for a big program. God will say, you see this 1 million in your account? I say, yes, sir. I know. Don't talk. I know. This is me and God talking. So you see this one? I say, I know. I understand. Who am I sending it to? Say, send it to so-and-so place. Take it to so-and-so church. Or do this for so-and-so person. And then you do it silently. And then, what do you do, Lord? You say, okay, start thanking me now. Then God will begin to wake people from their sleep in the night. Wake people in the night. Somebody called me last year after Utah Flame on Sunday. We had a debt of about 500,000 to settle as the program will end that Sunday. We just saw K-Strings to the airport. You were there. I left you people. You people went to the airport. I went home. As I was studying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, call so-and-so person. He has the 500,000 you are looking for. As I called the person, daddy, I was watching the program yesterday. In fact, I was in church this morning. I'm just waiting for the evening. How is it going? I said, very fine. We thank the Lord. He said, daddy, is there need for anything? I said, yes, we have this. He said, okay, daddy, say no more. I'm sending the money, and he sends times two of the money. Pam. Meanwhile, because you didn't consult God, you now went to do contribution. You did committee. And I told you that committee will make you commit sin. Listen, if you see me come here and say we should give for something, it's because the Lord himself said, give. And most times the Lord will tell me, now go and tell them to give. Meanwhile, he will tell me, there are 3 people that will fund this project. But he has told me, so I will come. And that's why you see me announce it casually, and I will even forget it. Because before, he told me that there are 3 people that will fund it. Glory Summit that will finish. 2 people funded that program. 2. Say hallelujah. You like my way, Abby? You want to continue your own? We had a meeting with by the grace of God, the chaplain of the government house in Yola when we traveled. And Pastor Prince was giving him some prophetic word. And me, I said, okay, since my prophecy, let's go. I told him, I saw a building. I saw you building. I saw you laying a foundation of a building. He almost jumped out of his seat. He took his phone and showed us. They were laying the foundation that day as we were talking. I said, okay, sir. Now, there is one man that God has put to stand with you to finish that building. One man. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I pray that God will cause the helpers of your destinies to locate you in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and turn that to prayer. Turn it to prayer. Turn it to prayer. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. By the wisdom of the Holy Ghost, every man raised by God, orchestrated by God, sent by God, in Jesus' name we pray. We'll continue the message next week, but let's pray a prayer. 2 Chronicles 36. Give me the last 3 verses. At every junction in your life, for the fulfillment of God's purposes for your life in any aspect, there are men that God has raised to help you. Just like you are a helper to somebody, there are men God has raised. God created them with the womb to power your destiny. Others will get tired, but they will never get tired. Why? Because in eternity before time, they were wired. They were constructed by God. He said to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah. Is that the last 3 verses? Is there a chapter after 2 Chronicles? This is the last chapter. Give me the scripture where he talked about Cyrus. Where the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. Yes, you just got the scripture now. He said, thus says, the previous verse. Now in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, in his first year, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia. And what did he do? He made a proclamation. Next verse. One king. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me. There are some people who are made rich to fund your organization, to fund your project. God blessed them in that season to fund what God has kept in your hands. He says, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. He said, who is among all of you, his people? May the Lord his God be with him and let him go up. Now watch this. We are talking about the building of an entire temple and an entire city. The temple and Jerusalem. Do you know what multi-million dollar construction that is? To build a city. You would have thought that God will connect 3-4 nations together. And say, you go and build it for Israel. Because Israel were just coming out of captivity for 70 years. They were broke. They had no economy. What did God do? He stirred up the spirit of one man, Cyrus. God, the way he wants to solve your problem, you will not understand. That's why you just trust him. Something that 3-4 nations will struggle to do. One man stood up and said, the Lord God has appointed me to build a house. And the house was built and the walls were finished because of one man, Cyrus. In Isaiah 45, the Bible says, thus says the Lord to Cyrus, his anointed, whose right hand I have held that he will subdue the loins of kings. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked way straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. He said, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places. That prophecy was almost 300 years before Cyrus came to take over Babylon. It was almost 300 years. He was not alive when the prophecy was given by Isaiah. So when he took over, Daniel met him in Babylon and told him, are you aware that there's a prophecy about you years ago? And showed him. That's why he stood up and said, the Lord God has appointed me. So the reason why God gave him the wealth of nations was why? To build the house of God. You are going to cry for 1 minute. Any man that God has raised and appointed as a helper in this season of my life, by the force of the Holy Ghost, by the force of favor, I summon them into my life now. Open your mouth and pray. By the force of the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and pray right now. By the force of Name we pray. I quoted that scripture, Isaiah 45 and verse 2. It says, I will go before you and make the crooked way straight. Then it says, I will break in pieces the gates of brass. That's what I call the anointing for breakthrough. Because in verse 1, it says, thus says the Lord to my anointed. There's an anointing for breakthrough, sir. We want to do something nobody has done in your family, in your lineage, in your territory. You need an anointing for breakthrough. And God is getting ready to release it to you tonight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We are talking about doing exploits. Next week I'll finish the teaching. But when the anointing for breakthrough comes on you, people will not be able to understand why and how you are able to do the things you do. I think that's my life. And the secret is simple. The Holy Ghost. I just move where He's moving. I go where He's going. Sometimes He will tell me, before I travel, He will tell me, I've appointed one person to fund this entire trip. I'm telling you, and shockingly, one person. We are building now. You will see. That building will be silent. Nobody will be under stress. It's not the kind of building where every day will come and say, bring money, building project, 100 days of sacrifice, 500 days of I give my all. Now lie. Give so that you can be blessed, number one. Number two, give so you will receive a transgenerational blessing. That you'll be part of something transgenerational. But that will come here and say, na lie. Once in a while, we'll just come and give you progress report. Why? Because the Lord will build His house. He knows those who He has appointed. But tonight you want to ask for the anointing of breakthrough. You are going to lift up your voice. Father, the anointing to break through every limitation on my path towards progress, on my path in this assignment, on my path in this project that I'm working on, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Pray for 60 seconds before we go.
Must be removed. This mountain will be removed in Jesus' name. This mountain must be removed, and it's by the Spirit. Please lift your hands. I want to pray for you. Any force of limitation that has been placed around your life,
that makes you struggle with starting projects or accomplishing feats, in the name of Jesus, that force is lifted right now. That force of limitation is lifted right now. Let the anointing for breakthrough rest upon you today. The anointing to break through limitations. The anointing to break through status quo. The anointing to redefine status quo. To introduce new possibilities. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The anointing for uncommon exploits. Let it be said of your life that if she can do it, then it is possible. That if he can do it, then it means anybody can do it. You will become the one that God will use to pioneer the path. And I want to pray for anybody here that has a project, a dream in your heart that the Lord has given to you, and for some reason you are not able to start. In the name of Jesus Christ, and by the favor of God resting on your life today, by terrible things in righteousness, before August miracle service, you will begin. I said, before August miracle service, you will begin. I call for the resources, the relationships, the helpers, the connections, the approvals, everything needed. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this year, you will come back with a new song. You will see the hand of God in your life. Let this be a season for you to begin to do exploits. Mighty, mighty things never done before. And I banish the spirit of fear from your life. I declare upon you today that there will be an impartation of the spirit of faith upon your life. The very spirit of faith rests upon you from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and do exploits. Go and prosper. Go and walk in limitless possibilities. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Clap your hands and give Jesus all the praise. Hallelujah. This is your season to do exploits. Many of you will return back to things you abandoned, and you will see the grace of God at work in your life like never before. Dare to do great things. The four lepers told themselves, why sit ye here till we die? They said the best thing to do is to move forward. This is not going to be like the attempts in the past. This time, it will be your biggest success ever recorded. And I declare that you will take the step in this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Anybody that is here in need of surrender to Jesus, you are here. Everybody standing, please. And no movement except the counseling department. You are here. You want to surrender to Jesus. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say this prayer after me and mean it from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I receive you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I confess that you are my Lord from today. Go forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you made that prayer, please lift up your right hand. Let me see you. If you made that prayer, God bless you. If you made that prayer, hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to Jesus.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.